when I once again will turn our attention to the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians and chapter 6. And this evening we'll read verses 15 and verses 16. The Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 6, and reading verses 15 and 16. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And so we have here this evening two more pieces of armour. Two more pieces of this whole armour of God, which the Lord has set before us to put on. And these two pieces are the feet to be shod with the preparation of the gospel and the shield of faith. And so what a mercy it is then, the Lord in his goodness and grace gives us a list of these blessed pieces of armour which in a spiritual way we should desire to put on. And how good it is the Lord gives us grace and understanding to put them on. We don't read it as mere words, but we understand what they mean to us in a spiritual sense. And so here we have this statement, and your feet shod with a preparation of the gospel of peace. Well, probably in some way we understand what the gospel of peace is. And surely here it really designs a firm and a solid knowledge of the gospel. It's very important for us to have a good knowledge of the gospel, a spiritual understanding of the gospel. Because what it does, it publishes peace by Jesus Christ. It yields a sure foundation for the Christian soldier. You remember, this is a passage really of warfare and a passage of encouragement, a passage of warning, a passage of direction for the Christian as he walks through this life. And we should recognize that as we journey, we are soldiers of Christ. It's a continual warfare. It's not an easy little doddle through life. It's a continual warfare. And so in this warfare, to have grace to set our feet upon and stand fast on it, this great and glorious gospel, which of course directs us to none other than the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good, isn't it, to have this foundation and to have this, therefore, preparation of this gospel of peace. You know, there is no gospel peace outside of Christ. We must always recognize that. We must always appreciate it. And so he tells us that our feet should be shod with it as we walk this path. The shoe is really placed on the foot. It's the, and we have this as our base, and it's the foundation. And we should be shod with it. What a mercy it is then to be shod with it. And we might ask ourselves, what are we shod with this preparation of the gospel? Well, the Lord provides us with good shoes. And we read in the blessings of Moses, when he wrote to Deuteronomy, he said, thy shoes or boots shall sometimes be of iron and brass. Iron and brass. And are reckoned among the soldiers of Christ. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy day shall thy strength be. We might think of these two elements of iron and brass. Iron, of course, is a very strong substance, a very strong metal. And whereas brass by itself can easily become rusty and corrode, yet, you see, if it's mixed with brass, then brass is not really a corrosive metal. And therefore it gives a very good combination. And we should think of this. The Lord has given us a wonderful combination as we therefore walk through this world. The combination of the gospel of peace, the combination of the gospel of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, a combination of that blessed Holy Spirit that leads and directs us through our little life here below. So we have this encouragement, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. May we be encouraged to take this upon us, to put on these shoes of iron and brass, not leave them off, think that we can just carry on walking through this life without any concern. Well, you know, we walk through a very difficult world. There's many things to damage us, many thorns in the road, many thorns that come and stick into our feet and damage us and slow us down in our journey. So what a mercy it is if the Lord gives us this wonderful favour and this wonderful blessing. We are therefore enjoined, therefore, to put on these shoes of iron and brass. The Lord tells us then this shield of faith, and he classifies it in this way: above all. It is something so essential, the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You might say, well, what is a fiery dart? Well, we could assume it's a poisonous dart. And you may say, well, do you think that? Well, you may remember that when the children of Israel were travelling through the wilderness, they were attacked by fiery serpents. And those fiery serpents were poisonous. And as soon as those fiery serpents bit the Israelites, they were in danger of death. And of course, many, many did die because of that bite from those serpents. So they were fiery serpents. They were poisonous serpents. And the Lord has allowed poisonous darts from the devil to be thrown at us. But he's also given us, this is the blessing, isn't it? He's given us this shield of faith. Now then, this shield of faith is one that we hold on our arm. And it's one that is not stationary. It's not like that shield which is fixed to our chest, which we can't really move. And we're thankful for that, because it's over our hearts. But here we have a shield of faith which we can move around. And what a mercy it is when the enemy comes in and throws those fiery darts at us. We're able to move it around to cover the areas where these darts are thrown at us. We have something which is very wonderful then, this shield of faith. And you see, these attacks come from all quarters. The devil's very clever, don't forget that. And he knows where our weaknesses are. And therefore he hurls his fiery, poisonous darts. The things which are evil, the things which perhaps almost consume us, if they touch us, they affect us, that they poison our thinking, they poison our words, they poison our actions. We want to keep them at bay. Well, God has given us this blessed shield of faith, and it is wonderful to think that the Lord has given us a wonderful direction when he wrote to the Hebrews in the 12th chapter in the first two verses, because previously in the 11th chapter we have a wonderful account of all those worthy saints who were blessed with wonderful faith to resist the devil, wonderful faith to overcome the devil. And my friends, we're still blessed today with this great and glorious faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And therefore the apostle says, under the blessed influence of the Holy Spirit, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience It is a race which needs patience. The race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, there's the secret. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one who gives us this shield of faith, this one who provides it for us, this one who enables us to put it on, this one who helps us to wield it, to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then we're told who, and it's good to remember, to be found looking unto Jesus, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, what a mercy it is then to be provided with this wonderful blessing of this shield of faith. Well, as I said, one thing is essential. We are told above all, the truth is that we must have this shield of faith. And as we're tapped from different quarters to realize the Lord provides us with this shield, can be moved to support us. You know, quench is really a very expressive word, isn't it? To quench something. Here it's applied to these darts. The darts of Satan are not only poisonous, but they're sharp and they're penetrating. Oh yes, and once they penetrate, they're very destructive. And what a mercy it is to have this faith, which is capable of not only blunting their edge, but also quenching the poison which is upon them. What a mercy then to recognize the Lord has given us this wonderful blessing. And then, you know, we read that 84th Psalm. It's a very beautiful psalm, and as it comes down towards the end of that psalm, in verse 11, the psalmist tells us, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield." He is really this shield of faith. God himself is this glorious shield. And what will he do? He gives grace and glory. No good thing would he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And so we can really combine this and recognize that if the Lord gives us these blessings, what does it prove and what does it produce? Peace. Now, peace, of course, is in the gospel. Peace by his cross as Jesus made. What a mercy for us tonight to meditate upon that, to think of that, because in that glorious gospel the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life. He shed his most precious blood in order to redeem our souls. And therefore we are not to neglect these things. It's easy to be taken up with the things of time, forget to pray for these things that we may be able to put them on. What a mercy then, as you and I pass through these times of temptation, these times that the devil would desire to wound us, to slow us down in our Christian walk. You know, if we suffer from a poisonous infection, the temptation is that it kills us. At least the fact is that it slows us down in our Christian life. We find we're not so healthy and so lively. We've got this illness upon us, this poison which the devil has thrown at us through this fiery dart. And therefore we're to be aware of it and recognize the danger which it holds, so that it may not hurt us, it may not penetrate us, but it may indeed come and be held back by this wonderful shield of faith which the Lord gives to us. So faith, you see, acted upon, it gives us the word of God, which does indeed resist the devil, and gives us also the wonderful glory of the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Well, they're two very important parts of the armour, and may the Lord give us grace to put them on and recognise how important they are. And so he says, and your feet, that's every true Christian, your feet shod, it's been the shoes of iron and brass, have been put on with the preparation of the gospel of peace, to be blessed with this wonderful view of Christ and Him crucified, walking in the gospel path, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith, without it, we won't resist, wherewith, He shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. But surely we can say, blessed be God.